When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
DWI podcast. I'm still PC Tunney. He's still DPP. We're still the greatest tag team never. And of course, the Trivia Trickster. He's still Funky Fresh in oh so many ways. Alphabet Soup is all up in your face. Welcome to the 449th edition of the DWI podcast.
So it's back on.
Three things now. First, I thought that there was going to be two. First, I thought that sound bite was over, so I pulled the sound back up, but it wasn't. You know, you got a whiteboard like this, and just so these two don't ask me what this is, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones for the third time, and I have to keep track of what season and episode I'm on, because I'll forget, and I've already rewatched it once in the Max app, and they've all been played, so I wouldn't be able to know where I was.
Oh, so it doesn't like stay on whatever
episode. It would, but it might be on the next one. It might move me ahead sometime. It might keep me back. I won't know. It'll get me into those credits. Anyway.
I thought that was, you know, your Santino Marella spelling of like greatest of times.
No.
Or something.
But when you have
greatest,
a
greatest of all the times.
Greatest of all the times, Sergey.
When you have a dry erase, mini dry erase board like this, like I like to keep next to me on the lamp stand next to my chair, which houses multiple things, but you got to keep the marker upside down.
So the tip stays wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So if too bad this is the DWI 449th episode trivia extravaganza. Otherwise that would be the name of this episode. Sorry, Dan.
Tip stays wet.
You sure you don't want to post it? There's a shell now. Fucking asshole. Suck it. Fucking chicken egg laying son of a bitch. All right, tell them about your t-shirts. We talked about it before the show. AJ's wearing his black and gold Salt Lake City 316 shirt. Looks phenomenal. And DP has a gray Toledo Mud Hens shirt with a mud hen holding a bat, wearing a cap and a uniform, getting ready to smash the ball.
Mortimer.
Yeah, Mortimer the Mudhen. There you go. You guys
need to find more of these. Check out the, what is it, 47 brand. Okay. Comfortable t-shirts.
Oh.
Very comfortable t-shirts. Maybe the second most comfortable next to Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirts.
Wow, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. Plenty of great designs. Makes a great gift as well.
Damn good plug, Daniel.
It's the first time I've 449 episodes. I think that's the first time I've plugged Pro Wrestling Tees.
You're not the 60. You're not the 64th best in the game for nothing. I mean, if 63 random people die, you're number one.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I'm not wishing that. I was gonna make a joke, but nope.
At least we got 10th place. There's only 9 acts.
You're not. You're not cheat. You don't work in that voodoo.
that is true.
We do have a super awesome trivia extravaganza fun show for you here today. Sorry about missing last week. It's just kind of an in-between week where we don't like to dive too much and get ahead. And there was plenty of content already there on the Chairshot Radio Network. Thank you for everybody listening to everything there. We got new stuff dropping every single day, sometimes twice a day. Thursdays are your day. If you're trying to get through your work week and you need something to listen to Thursday, you got Chairshot NFL and The Oddity dropping both before noon Eastern or by noon Eastern. So make sure you're checking those out. I do appreciate it. But today, I have a five-pack of trivia. AJ has a five-pack of trivia. DP has a five-pack of trivia. We have 5 times the questions, 3 times the categories than usual in our trivia extravaganza. Shall we announce? Let's announce the categories, take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we will be commercial free. If Spotify gives you or Red Circle gives you a commercial after this, that's not my problem. This will be the last commercial we have here today, besides maybe some cheap plugs. But yeah, my topic is the World Television Championship. The Television Championship of WCW fame.
Favorite.
DP?
Mine has to do with WrestleMania and basically numbers of how many matches superstars have had at WrestleManias.
All right, there we go.
Not as difficult as you might have thought.
Well, we'll see. It can be. You never know.
But it's
that'd be difficult.
AJ, what do you got for us today?
Well, since we are the Alphabet Soup podcast, basically, I thought let's throw some more initials, some acronyms. So for these, every answer is going to have something to do with someone in wrestling that uses their initials or they use an acronym for something in wrestling. It's not just WWE, though. I'm going to let you know that right now.
All right. So there you go. Stay tuned for that. When we come back, 2 big pieces of wrestling news we want to get into. DWI 449, PC, DP, AJ. Like he said, Alphabet Soup.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 449 Trivia Extravaganza. But before that, Jey Uso, Intercontinental Champion, first singles title, huge win on Monday Night Raw, celebrates in the crowd. WWE put out the promo or whatever speech he gave after they went off the air. I don't know if you guys seen that on social media, but just a super awesome night for WWE. I love Joe Tessitore as a fucking announcer. He is awesome. It didn't take him long at all to be like, yep, Joe Tessitore is a WWE announcer. Like, it's kind of like, and he's only going to get better when he has more memorable calls and things of that, as long as he stays in it and everything. But it's kind of like an umpire. Like, if you really don't notice them, that means they're doing a good job. But anyway, Jey Uso, big win, DP. How do you feel about that? How do you think this propels him? And do you like where the IC title belt has gone since it left Gunther. Do you like how they got to Jey Uso from here, or do you think he should have beat Gunther?
I think it's fine. Sami Zayn was a fine pick to beat Gunther. I thought they just should have built it up a little more if they were going to do it when they were doing it. You know, it kind of seemed like they just kind of threw Sami Zayn in there a little bit. So it would have been fine either way. I'm fine with how they got here. I like it. Bron Breakker looked solid, had some good matches with Zayn, and then moved on here to Uso. And, you know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. Like, I said this could be an opportunity for them to do some swapping of the title a couple times maybe and have a big feud, have a really good feud. I would love to see a best of seven, something like that, you know, like just have some really, really good matches, stretch this out a little bit and make them both. They can both elevate them, both of themselves, by just having really good matches.
Here's the problem with having an announced kind of prolonged series like that is Andrade and Carmelo Hayes are in the middle of one right now, you know, so, yeah. And they don't tend to not kind of double up on shit like that. I like where you're going. I don't know. I feel like this could be a thing where there isn't really a program between Braun and Jey Uso, and maybe Jey loses it in a multi-person match and Braun takes it back from that person or something like that. You know what I mean? Or Braun beats some other person in a multi-person. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. What do you think, AJ?
I mean, I like the fact that I don't hate the fact that Jey has the title and how it got there and everything. I'm perfectly fine with all of that. Grats to Jey Uso. It's just with this, it's the only thing going through my mind is, please tell me we are not going to be in like the late 2000s, early 2010s, where it's more of a hot potato title. Because how Jey won was perfectly fine. Like, you still have Braun, who is quote unquote wet behind the ears still. He's still a little green. He's still trying to learn things. He doesn't have the veteran instincts, really. So him having a little bit of a feud with Jey or something to do with that, I'm fine with. As long as it's not like we have Jey just won on Raw, next pay-per-view that we go to for Bad Blood or like the Raw after Bad Blood or something like that, it gets hot-shotted back to Braun and then they have a program in SummerSlam. I don't want that. That's the one thing I don't want. Have it build a little bit. Have things go through perfectly. If you need Breakker to wreck more shit, go ahead, let him wreck more shit. But at this point, let Jey have his little bit of fame. Let him be a single star and everything else. Establish the Intercontinental a little further, and then go ahead and you can give him that title, or you can give it, like, you can take it for a long time all the way to WrestleMania, or you can even go ahead and make sure it goes to freaking Bron Breakker, maybe at like the Rumble or something. But other than that, just don't hotshot it. That's my only prey. Don't hotshot this damn title.
Oh, DP wants one thing, AJ wants another. Who's gonna win? Triple H.
Well, Dan didn't say like hot shot it. He's saying he can win it back.
Between the two of them, not going all over the place, I'm fine with that.
Like, you guys know what I'm talking about, where it's like 1 week it's on one person, and then it'll go either like one or two more weeks after, and then it'll go to that guy. And don't do that, please. Solidify the championship
with a TV title.
Yeah, that's what you do with Tunney's category.
They've done it with certain titles throughout history, especially during the Attitude Era. That's why I'm waiting for Hunter to go. Waiting for Hunter to go to that bag, like, because they haven't done that in forever. Besides, like, maybe a women's title or something like that. I'm not trying to demean it. There's nothing wrong with that.
What are you expecting, a dusty finish like he had in 2000 with Jericho, where Jericho won the WWF title, but he demanded it be taken back and stuff like that?
That had not come to my mind whatsoever, that specific reference.
That never happened. That never happened. Yeah, stricken from the record.
You mean the Jeff Hardy one? It was Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy did it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about the quick count, the Jericho quick count.
Okay, yeah, the Jericho quick count with Hebner, and then like 20 minutes after the fact, Triple H demanded Hebner come out and
they do the same thing
reverse
with
the decision. No, Hardy won clean at Armageddon 08.
No, I thought one night he won on a, like a Raw or something, and they overturned it and came back out and wrestled or something like that.
I don't remember.
It's possible.
It is possible with everything going on in that time period, but...
All right, so we're all happy for Jey Uso. We all want to see the title get moved around a little bit more than it's been, but not unbelievably.
Yeet.
Crazily, as Dan researches whether or not I'm full of shit.
Right. Trying.
Well, he does that.
Did it get hot potatoed?
We're going to move on to the next topic. Our other topic, wrestling topic, is the promo that happened from the field of Georgia Tech with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Cody being from Atlanta, Roman being a alumni of Georgia Tech, a former football player there, talking about whose town, whose field, whose what is whose. And AJ, the end of that promo to me was amazing in the fact that Roman, it's like, you're in my way. And Cody moves and Roman kind of takes a step or two and he pauses and he says, you're in my way in life. These two guys still don't they don't like each other.
They don't like each other. They understand that Solo's being a little bit of a problem, so that's why they're joining forces a little bit, you know. Enemy of my enemy is my friend and all that shit, but damn, that promo was so damn good. You had Cody pull up, and Roman's already there saying everything. This is my field. This is my... I was waiting for him to say, this is my yard, and just being like, oh, we're bringing that back for one segment? Really? But, like, you have all of this going on, and it was such a damn good promo. Like, you could feel the tension, but you can also feel the desperation as well, where it's like, we need to get rid of Solo. And they even brought it up where it was, Roman said, I have nothing to lose in this. I already lost Jimmy. I already lost the Wise Man. I already lost the Ulafala. You got everything to lose. Why the hell are you doing this? And it'll just come back full circle where this bad blood match, whoever wins this, you were gonna get a program with Roman and Cody again. You know that for a fact. They're gonna beat the ever living crap out of each other, and how they want to turn it is how they want to turn it, because in his way of life, all that Roman knew for 4 years was being the tribal chief, being the undisputed WWE heavyweight champion and everything else. And now Cody took that away. So they can look past Solo and beat down Solo, but after that, what next?
How do you feel about AJ's thoughts, Daniel?
I would agree. It's very interesting. I love the line of you're in my way of life in life. It just shows, like, Cody's always there. He's always involved in these stories. When it comes to the bloodline, and it seems like you just can't get away. It's really interesting. I don't know what it's going to lead to. I would think at some point here, I mean, I think it's further down the line, but at some point, Cody and Roman have to go to different brands. That has something to do with it there, maybe a little bit. It's really good. It's really intriguing. I love the cinematic thing that they did there with the interview. It was really cool. It showed both of them having ties to the city. They're just doing a really good job right now. And it's the mutual, in a sense, not necessarily respecting each other, but they have the same goal right now. And that's to take down the current bloodline. That's the only reason they're doing what they're doing. But showing still the hatred between the two of them. Really, really well done.
The interesting thing from here is what comes out of this next week, Saturday. Because if you're getting Civil War games, that needs to start moving from this, right? That makes me feel like Solo is going to get a W here somehow or something like that. And maybe we don't get Roman's team as the Usos and Sammy, or the Usos and another member of the Fatu or Anoa'i family, right? I don't know. it's just, it's really interesting to see if that's what we're getting. When does that start? Right. And we're going to talk about that next week when we preview Bad Blood and all that fun as well. One last thing I want to mention, and maybe we'll talk more about this next week when we all have a chance to catch up on it, even though, I don't know, I think I may only be watching this now because we're going to probably talk about it on this show and other shows on the network. Otherwise, I don't think I'd watch it. But I've seen the episode titles and the description of the episode titles for Mr. McMahon on Netflix, and it's exactly what I fucking thought it was going to be. There is nothing new on there whatsoever. Zero. And I can almost guarantee it. I'm just like, this is going to be a waste of my fucking time watching this fucking thing. Let me tell you right now. Nothing new. It just spun, and maybe there's some interviews from when they were trying to do the documentary, but none of the people that were doing those interviews that you want to hear talk about Vince McMahon in a certain way, I guarantee you they didn't talk about Vince McMahon in that certain way you're salaciously looking for by watching this documentary. This was supposed to be a it started off as a documentary about Vince McMahon that was going to be in the light of pioneer and trailblazer, and then all this broke, and this is what we have now, and it just doesn't look like... I'm not defending Vince McMahon. I'm saying I'm disappointed as a media consumer and a WWE historian. That's my take on it right there. So we'll talk about that more next week as well, after we've all had a chance to consume some of that. And, of course, we got Bad Blood. And we should have Dave Ungar on next week, and I know he'll be wanting to talk about the Vince McMahon, as we usually do to preview pay-per-views, PLEs. So, now, I said there's no more commercials. We're not going to play it three times. We're just going to do it the one time. And, AJ, that means you can go first, and then I go, because that old guy over there wearing a chicken on his shirt is going to go last. We're going by age. He's old. I am so, I'm so much younger than him, AJ. It's not even funny.
What the hell did you just say?
He's
Isn't
such
it
a...
by like a fucking month?
Whose side are you on? It's not even a month. Hit the music. Hit my music. It's 16 or 17 days. All right, I'll go get a beer. Jesus.
See, I want to know what a beer Jesus is. All right.
When you pray for a full beer.
I was in the middle of chugging the other beer I had, and I wanted to say, I am beer Jesus.
I mean, if you're chugging the one, you're double fisting that. I guess that works, but
I my God, it has a sense of humor. I hope, really hope.
My God.
I really hope.
My God.
I really hope. But Beer Jesus once said, after finishing an entire 12-pack of Moonmans at a Super Bowl party at DP's, I slammed the last empty can down and I said, "There's your 12-step program." dot 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 beer Jesus.
Yeah, is that better than two margs tunny?
I don't know.
That was still a great episode.
The only
of
two people
War.
That remember that are you and your brother Chris.
That's because it was fucking hilarious. Out of nowhere, Tunny starts speaking fluent Spanish.
Yeah, for like a good 45 minutes of the show. It's like those 4 years in high school came back to me through like two pitchers of margaritas. All right, let's get to it. We got a lot of
trivia. Let's get into trivia.
Here we go.
All right, so this one.
We don't have to rush,
guys,
but we don't
like
have
I
to
said,
go slow either.
It, so it's initials and acronyms. So answer is going to be with someone who either has initials that put in their that they put in their name, acronyms in their name or in their group or anything like that. So Dan, since you were thrown under the bus for being old, we'll say door numbers one
oh,
through
just,
five.
Just
I say
no,
we just go one.
Just,
I just, oh,
just one
down.
Down? Don't, okay,
we don't have to pick
we'll
today.
This,
you determine Too the many. Order of your questions.
Because for me, I did two easies, two hard, two mediums, and a hard.
I did them. I do them all really hard.
Oh,
all the time.
Sure you didn't do a
Jesus Christ.
Sweet.
With those,
that's even better. All right.
Dumb.
I am the what? Fabled
oh,
one,
shit.
Aesop. My
God.
So, have you ever had that?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so the dumbass one was all the way at the bottom of my foobar, and then it just went and centered it. So when I tried to hit it again, it went into the other one. But I was trying to.
Dumbass.
Right, yeah, I've heard that one before. What the fuck was the Aesop one?
You never heard Aesop's intro when he used to do kayfables?
No.
So Aesop at a period of time. Fables. So we actually met Aesop like 10 years ago almost now. And we met him at Frankie DeFalco's school. And then we just kept in touch. And then like through the first like 3-4 years of his wrestling career, whenever he'd go on the road, he'd talk to someone in the locker room and he'd do like a spoof interview with them as Aesop Mitchell. So it was Aesop's Kayfables. This was the intro.
I am the fabled one, Aesop Mitchell.
Welcome to the next chapter of Aesop's Kayfables.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Partake in libations and listen.
I'm waiting for my round of applause.
Aesop's Kayfables begins now.
I forgot how great that was. Dan and Aesop made that.
That's fucking awesome. Good. Why the fuck does he not do that anymore?
Because he doesn't wrestle
as much.
We put
that together. Him and I put that together.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, what first one to do it. He came up with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great one. That's good.
Fuck.
And I sliced some of his bits in there.
Yeah. No, that was one of your better. That's one of your better ones all time, for sure. All right, trivia.
Oh, shit.
Trivia.
Right, yeah, trivia.
So
like
good.
I said, two easies, two mediums, two hards. So how we're gonna do this? Obviously, you guys would probably know this. This is going to be a throw-up answer. What does Triple H actually stand for?
On three, Dan, you ready? One, two, three.
Hunter Hearst.
Helmsley.
Genuflect.
Perfect. Lovely. So you guys got a point each. All right. What current wrestler was in a tag team called Air Raid with his member named Air Paris?
Wait, say the question again.
It is a current wrestler. I want the current wrestler's name.
Yeah.
He was in a tag team in WCW called Air Raid, and his tag team member was actually named Air Paris. Who is the current wrestler who is the tag team partner? Fun fact, I'm actually friends with Air Paris on Facebook. Like the legitimate Air Paris.
Huh.
Tony says PCO.
He was even
Dan
in.
Says the correct answer. Oh. He went by Air Styles, but it's AJ Styles. And just for proof, yes, I do have Air Paris. It even says it in his bio that I'm friends with him.
No one cares.
Look, we're friends.
Look, we're friends on Facebook.
I knew AJ Styles had to be an answer with one of them.
This is for Dan. This is for AJ.
Fair enough. All right, so now it's going to get a little bit harder here.
That's what she said.
What does, not about you, what does the JD for JD McDonough stand for? And before you start the music, it does not mean Jumbo Dome.
That's a fucking shame.
The giant with a J? Giant Dome?
No, that's why I said Jumbo Dome. God damn it, no.
Ooh.
I'm just going to say this now. I specifically put in, and it's not Jumbo Dome, when I wrote down this in my Google Doc for the fucking trivia.
Read mine!
So
hey,
Tony
read
says
mine!
Junior Dude.
Junior Dude!
Dan says Jumping Dingo.
Hey, DP! Hey,
He's
DP.
Irish,
hey,
not
hey.
Australian!
DP! Hey, DP, look at me. Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
What?
Oh,
I said the dingo ate your baby.
Jesus Christ.
Beer Jesus.
I have to find the...
Oh, it's the most fun I've had.
I have to find the picture. I had a picture... What's the answer? By the way, you're both wrong. I had a picture where it says the anatomy of a dingo, and it has like an x-ray scanning, and there's a baby in its stomach that just says bingo on it.
What's the answer?
It's Jordan Devlin, his actual name.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
We should have known that.
And
yeah, we knew that.
And he went by that in 205 Live.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I was stuck on jokes.
That was for me. Well, you're winning. So. Okay, after three rounds, DP is wiping the tears of joy away from his face. And up 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah, dominating, you piece of shit.
Next one. After he was
fuck yourself,
rosy
you chicken shirt wearing son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Beer Jesus.
If define a beer Jesus Christ. God.
No, those don't. You don't, they're not the same person.
Sweet Jesus.
Well, I don't want. Well, no, that just goes into the alphabet soup again if we
Thanks
just call
lot,
you
Dr.
beer
Dick
Jesus.
Head, you totally fucked me there.
All right. After he was rosy in 3 minute warning, he got paired up with the Hurricane. What was his name and I'll give you bonus points for this. What was his name and or his acronym when he was paired with the Hurricane?
Fuck, I can't remember. Shit.
And since we're talking about...
I can see him. Dan's got it. I can see him in, like, the mask. It's, like, black with, like, purple and pink kind of lines and shit running around everything.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. This had to be a Vince McMahon brainchild, by the way.
I don't remember.
Honey, you don't have a single answer?
I don't even have a guess. That's how much I don't remember. I don't know.
Dan, what is it?
I'll give you a hint.
Everyone can eat shit! A big bag of shit!
Super hero in
training. Oh, superhero
training.
In training.
Superhero in training. Shit, yep.
That's awesome. Of course, that's a Vince McMahon. Looks like DP could have possibly locked this up unless the last question is multiple points.
It is multiple points.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Sucka.
So this one's going to be the name and or the acronym. When the New Age Outlaws left WWE and went to TNA, they had to change their name, obviously, from the New Age Outlaws.
No, I don't care.
What was the name and or the acronym? And before anyone puts the ass boys, no, AEW did that first.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm just finishing what I'm writing. Okay.
Hmm?
The M-A-O.
Tunny says M-A-O, middle-aged outlaws. Okay, not bad.
I don't remember the initials, but I know one of them was Kip James.
So Kip James was the name of Billy Gunn.
Yeah, it was K.I. something or whatever, wasn't it?
No. It was the Voodoo Kin Mafia, VKM. We've been talking about him enough times. It was a parody of Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Damn it.
Well, DP, you still win.
Yeah. You won AJ Trivia.
You won AJ Trivia. Congratulations, DP. For you...
So that means he has three in a row.
For you, we have a G.I. Joe soundbite.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
And now, we will hand over the question asking to DP.
Oh, I thought we were going.
Oh, I thought you were going second.
Yeah, you said you were going. You had that grandiose introduction.
I'll go second. That's no problem.
I want to go last. I changed my mind.
I'm happy to go second. It's fine. All right. So mine has to do with WrestleMania. And how many matches a superstar has had at a WrestleMania? I think we're going to have to go closest to, as opposed to exact. If you get it exact, how about if you get it exact, you get 2 points. If you're the closest to, you get a point. We go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on a second, though. Just in case.
Just in case of what?
Got to keep the numbers down.
Just in case I had a soundbite for WrestleMania that I wanted to play for in honor of your WrestleMania trivia, but I don't have it up, and I'm not going to go look for it. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you had this song before.
That was me. AJ. That wasn't a soundbite. That was me.
All right. So what's the Colossal Tussle trivia?
Oh, it's not working. All right.
He was looking for one too.
It's not playing though.
I got it somewhere.
Oh, it's because it's on my streamer. Here we go. Are you ready? Five.
Yo, you dealing with the X Factor.
I got everything I ever wanted, and I'm thinking about that. Oh, I know you hate the X Factor, but you ain't gotta look at me like that.
What the hell? Is this you?
Sorry, dear Jesus Christ. Who the hell threw an Uncle Crack?
Oh, that's me. I thought that was you.
That's you.
It just kept playing.
That's Mania 7 between Slaughter and Hogan. Anyway, go ahead.
Makes sense.
Nice.
Is that the answer? Did it
work? All right. No, it's number of matches for a superstar, not the match.
Oh.
So the first.
Tina Turner.
I'm going to go with the one who has the most, and that's The Undertaker. How many WrestleMania matches has he had?
I don't think we need to play the Jeopardy theme here. Just let me know when you have your answer written down, AJ.
Sure. Pretty short for these, for the most part. So,
I'm pretty sure I have the right number if I remember correctly.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Tony says 25. You both say 25. All right, well, then there's no points either way.
It's 26.
Because like the same
it's
number.
It's 27, I think.
26.
It is 27.
Damn it. Yeah, he's 125, lost 2.
25 and 2 at WrestleMania.
Well, thanks for not getting it right, AJ.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
There you go. No points all around.
Buddy.
No points for you.
This is total BS already.
And it's not even my trivia. Yeah, what the fuck?
Right?
AJ's like, oh, I get to be happy about total BS.
I get to be the one that says total BS.
That's my line. Find your own line.
Our second superstar. The Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh.
How many WrestleMania matches has he had?
We can throw the music for this one.
Yeah, we need the music.
his answer. Donnie says seven. AJ says seven. It's six. Are we just going to tie all the way down here?
Is it six or are we right?
You guys are as close as you could have gotten.
It's six.
It is eight.
It's eight, damn it.
Oh,
eight.
12. Wait.
Forget about the Ringmaster one? Or what?
Yeah, I did forget about the Ringmaster one. That was 12, right?
96, 97, 98, 2000. No, 99. Not in 2000. That's
17, 2001, because that's when he turned and joined forces with Vince.
Oh, the Kevin Owens fucking not a match. Suck a dick. Next question. Let's go.
I forgot the Ringmaster one for 12.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And I'm not talking about the Kevin Owens match.
All right. The third one.
We're tied, AJ.
In honor of AJ, his recent passing.
AJ, we're tied.
You're only half the man that I am, and I have half the brain that you do.
Sid. Psycho Sid.
Yeah.
Mm. How many WrestleMania matches Psycho Sid been in?
Oh, this is tough. I know.
That's a really tough one.
Shit.
God damn it, I dropped my pen. I went full punny.
I know. I know a more specific stat. I'm just wondering if that stat is the entire stat or not.
And how many legs he broke is out of that by himself?
That was Sin WCW 2001. So that wasn't.
All right,
WWE.
You got your answer, AJ? Hold on. Don't show it yet. Don't show it yet. I know he's main evented WrestleMania twice. I'm wondering if he's even wrestled in WrestleMania any other times. And I'm going to say
that's what I'm thinking too, because he had the match with one Taker other, and he had the match with.
But I think he had
Hogan.
One other. I think he had one other match. So I'm going to say three.
I put down two.
And the winner would be. There was only two.
Fuck off! This is Colby. Yes, I'm tired of this shit. Whose idea was this trivia extravaganza? Horse shit, motherfuckers.
He had no other WrestleMania match besides that. Those two.
Oh, man.
Actually pretty crazy to think about.
I guess he like flip-flopped between WCW that often, then, I guess.
Right. Was never there for WrestleManias, I guess.
AJ's up 2-0. All
right. It's up 2-0. We got two more left.
Here we go.
They're two big ones. We got Brett the Hitman Hart.
Oh,
in honor of him punching Vince McMahon in the face.
Oh, there you go. Here, I'll start over. Brett. I might have this one.
Maybe. I have a guess, but I'm not 100% sure.
Honey says 9.
Oh, that's way too many.
AJ says 13.
That's way too
many. That is not too many. That's not enough.
Oh!
It's been 14.
Let's
go!
Matches. Oh, wait,
14
yeah,
WrestleMania matches?
14.
Because he had two at 10, right?
He had two at 10.
He wrestled.
He wrestled Vince. He wrestled two battle royals. WrestleMania 9.
Okay.
I don't know what other ones. 14.
What was the second match at 10? Wasn't it with Owen? Owen.
Yoko
and
Owen.
The Yoko. Yeah.
I remember
that's why.
I don't. Okay.
We just watched it.
I remember.
Go
that.
Back and watch
the
Big Five Project.
I'm just getting killed today. I can't wait to take my anger out on these guys in the next set.
Here we go.
Tony's like, fuck you, TV
no.
title, here I come.
No, I got good trivia for you guys. I'm just, I'm having a bad night. What can you do?
Yeah.
Good for you, AJ.
Last
congratulations
one.
On your victory.
Which is irrelevant.
It's relevant to the listener. They enjoy trivia.
Irrelevant to the score, but relevant because it's the GOAT. John Cena. And as you think, I'll play the theme.
That the tribal chief is here!
Well, that's great thinking music. My answer. You got an answer?
I'm trying to think here.
You already won.
Right time.
Write the number
down.
You're
out of time.
Write a number down. You won.
Fuck it. Yeah, I put down a number. I just put down the number of championships he's won, so 16.
The 16-time world champion has been in 16 WrestleManias.
This is dumb as
Let's
hell.
Go!
Totally bullshit. I'm changing the answers to all these questions now. Oh, man.
You want answers?
Answer my question!
You want answers?
The question, jerk!
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
About the television title, motherfuckers. Are you guys ready? I can't lose here. Thank God. Got my ass kicked today.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the
Tony's on a four quiz losing streak.
That's fine. It's ratings. congratulations to the cool shirt wearing guys today, both of you.
Hey.
Watch now, we're gonna fuck up.
Are you guys ready for some
TV
title trivia? Here we go, guys. All right. Question number one. This man has won the TV title the most number of times. Who is he, and how many times?
This might be the only one I know.
I remember he held the TV title enough times, but I don't remember the amount.
Present your answers. AJ says Booker T in 5. DP says Booker T in 6. DP, give yourself 2. AJ, give yourself 1. Three points awarded.
Bing, bing, bing. I remember Booker T winning it a lot, but I didn't think he won it 6 times.
Yeah, I remember he was... He had the most at 6, because I always remember it's one more than his WCW five time bit.
Which, technically speaking, with Big Gold, he's a 6 time. But...
Yeah.
Who was the last television champion?
Dan, do we even need the music?
Do you know it?
Oh, I know it.
I know he knows it. You both know it. That's fine.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Ho!
Correctamundo. Jim Duggan, as WCW goes defunct, Jim Duggan.
That was great.
Final TV title champion. All right. What are we at? 3-2 DP here.
3-2.
Okay. Yep. All right. This is an either or. We're not going to play the music here. Who's had more TV title reigns? Ric Flair. Or actually, we'll play the music. Who has had more TV title reigns? This is for 3 possible points.
Oh.
Because 1, you'll get the person who had more. 2, you'll get how many of they had. And 3, you'll get how many the lesser person had. Ric Flair. Ooh. Or Dusty Rhodes?
Dusty.
Thank you. answers, please.
It's Dusty Rhodes, you said, right?
Yep, Dusty and Rick. How many times have each held the TV title? And if you basically get both right, you get an extra point because you put the... you get the order right. So DP gets no points because those numbers are wrong and Flair is not the more holding. What the fuck did you write down?
The American Dream, baby, because he had one more than Rick. Hit 3-2.
That's 3 points for AJ.
Woo!
Yeah, 3-2, Dusty.
Really?
Yep. In the, as far as the TV title goes. So that brings our score to what? 5-3, then? AJ. With two questions left, but guys, I gotta tell you, there's plenty of game to go, even though this next question is only worth 1 point. Could be a very important point, though. What territory of the NWA did the title start in on February 27th, 1974? There are two acceptable answers. What territory of the NWA did the title start in on February 27th, 1974?
It's like the only territory that I know from the NWA.
You don't get a point for naming both of the possible aliases of said territory, but you will get a point for naming either of said aliases. DP, your answer is Mid-Atlantic. AJ, your answer is Mid-Atlantic.
The same.
Both correct. Jim Crockett Promotions would have been acceptable in addition to Mid-Atlantic. But DP, have no fear. It's 6-4. Our final question has 4 points possible.
Jesus.
Let me tell you why. Well, Booker T has won the title 6 times. Paul Jones is actually a 5-time champion and held the title in one singular reign for the longest amount of over a year. Arn Anderson is technically the guy who has held the title for the longest amount of time. Those are some stats that may or may not fall into this category. 4 people have won the title 4 times. How many of them can you name?
I know one's not Flair.
Or Dusty.
Or Dusty, yeah, because I gave that.
Give you another run.
I have at least 3. Oh,
I lose then.
Are they right?
I don't know. I don't know if they're right.
Pick.
I think I have at least 3. The fourth one I'm not sure of.
DP, how many possible answers do you have down?
I have 4 answers down. I'm pretty confident about 2 of them, but I don't know about the other 2. I'm guessing they're not right. But
all right. AJ, give me one of yours.
Arn Anderson.
Correct.
Arn as well.
Gave that one away.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I had to, though. I had to get one away. All right. AJ, do you have another one?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
That is also correct. You were up 2 coming in, right?
I think so.
Yep.
Because I had the 3-2 with Dusty and Flair.
You're up 2. So, DP, what do you have for your next answer?
That was my other answer was Steamboat.
You guys. Okay, it all comes. Those are both correct. DP, we're going to go to DP. He has to get one correct or it's over. Go ahead, DP. What's your next guess?
I went with Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard had one of the longer reigns. Very infamous champion. AJ, you've officially won. DP, what was your other answer?
Another answer was Luger, but I don't
Luger
think
did win it as well, I think twice, but that is not correct. AJ, do you know the other two?
So I also put down Tully Blanchard, which you wrong. Just confirmed was wrong. The other one I had was Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Resting heel face himself. If you've ever listened to the Big Five Project, way to go, AJ. Stephen William Regal is your other four-time
Regal.
Oh shit!
Television
really?
Title champion. So there you have it. That
Regal.
This week is your trivia extravaganza. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to DWI 449 Trivia Extravaganza here. I think we might have found a way to pass some of these weeks where we don't want to hit too much on the stuff we want to talk about the week of the big shows here in WWE. But thank you for everybody who's always listening. AJ, where can everybody find you?
So you can follow me at PhenomenalAJB, that's AJB in all caps. Just because these guys didn't do anything last week, I actually went on the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. We went to watch the...
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. You don't get to say something like that. These guys do more than one podcast every week. This guy does four podcasts a week, so you can suck my balls, retract your statement, and continue.
Or podcasts on an off week.
Yeah, but off week basically. But slow I went week. On to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. We did a watch along of In Your House Final Four between Stone Cold, Undertaker, Bret, and Vader. And we also did Hell in a Cell 2016, Sasher versus Charlotte. So go listen to that if you haven't already last week. But not just that. We're not just podcast galore, we are articles galore. So sports entertainment, you name it, we got it all on thechairshot.com.
Congratulations, AJ, for winning trivia. It's like Stump the Schwab, the trivia guy.
The trivia guy
won trivia.
He went 2-0, you went 1-1, and I went 0-2. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'll just continue to do all the fucking work and lose all the fucking time. I got him! I popped him!
Follow my mediocrity, and it's me, DPP. right in the average,
shit.
Right in the middle.
We got winner, we got mediocre, I'm the failure, son of a bitch.
follow this show at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. I'm so excited for next week. I'm getting a shark cage match.
Getting a shark cage match.
Dom in a shark cage again.
Are we
with
really?
Liv and Rhea. Yeah. You didn't hear that?
Finally got it after all this time.
He's finally behind bars again. We get to prove it.
He can't even. He's not even gonna.
He's gonna add another teardrop to his eye.
Been listening. You listened.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more, all made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.